Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And welcome back to the Farmington Civic Center. I'm Scott Micklin, along with the one and only Randy West. Randy, hello.
Well, hello, Scott. It's always a delight.
Thank you. Nice to take up a little bit of your afternoon to talk about the latest production that you are putting together here at the Farmington Civic Center. As we've mentioned, it's Little Shop of Horrors, and it opens Thursday, the 19th of October, running until the 29th, basically, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So Thursday, Saturday, through Saturday at 7:30,
right?
And then Sunday matinees are at 2, and that's repeats both weekends.
Got you. And so things are going together. They are your crew is rehearsing behind us.
Boy, I'm afraid I'd have to kind of reach and knock on wood, but it has been just a really pleasurable process so far that, you know, we didn't start out necessarily to do a Halloween musical. The first year that we were coming out of Mamma Mia in the summer, I was planning to do a musical in September. And when, you know, we're a professional theater, and so we do licensing that's a little more complicated than community theaters or school theaters.
Right.
And so I couldn't get the licensing done in September. So we moved, and I had a bunch of actors that said, why don't we do Rocky?
Yeah.
And so we did Rocky that first Halloween, and everybody seemed to like a live thing in Farmington around Halloween. So last year we did Sweeney Todd in this slot, and we brought in Ann Reynoldson, so we brought in our first Broadway lead to actually play a lead for us, which was kind of growth of the company. And then this year, somebody called me and said, you are aware that there's going to be an eclipse that's going to really be significant in New Mexico on October 14th. And I said, I guess I wasn't, but
you are now.
I guess I am now.
Right.
We actually went out as a cast and watched the eclipse. But
nothing strange happened.
Nothing
at all.
Nothing. But, okay, you know, I'm telling you, sometimes they create weird and strange things to happen, which is actually what makes the essence of the story in Little Shop take place, is because of it was a total eclipse of the sun. And we had a ring of fire.
The annular eclipse.
Yes, you go.
Exactly. So,
that's why you're here, because you're Captain Science.
Well, I don't know about that, but but I've been repeating that a lot. So that is kind of the impetus behind Little Shop of Horrors, right? And this is gosh, I think folks really love this musical. And I think, of course, it was made into a movie in the 90s.
Yeah, it was very successful. Rick Moranis.
Yeah,
right.
Steve Martin, I think, was in
Steve Martin, Bill Murray.
Yes.
You know, and originally, in like 1959, I think, Roger Corman, who was the king of making Ed Wood made horrible films.
Right.
Roger Corman made films you could at least watch most of the time. And he really made many of his films were ripoffs of films that were successful. So when Jaws hit, he was doing a giant, you know, octopus. I mean, it was all this. So he did a lot of ripoff of idea films. Little Shop was an original idea, and it was done, I think they shot the whole thing in 5 days, and it's in black and white. It is out there. Jonathan Hayes was the original Seymour, and the scene that they added back in the movie where Bill Murray is the one in the chair who loves having his teeth drilled, that's not in the musical, but they put it in the movie, and because in the original movie, it was Jack Nicholson when he was brand new and looking for work. So one of the first things he did. And it always had kind of a weird cult following, so people were aware of it. Then when they decided to make it into a musical, one of the things, and there's many that I think are interesting about this, is that it really kind of falls musically in that mid end end of the 50s, beginning of the 60s sound. So we're not at the Beach Boys and we're not at the Beatles yet, but we're coming out of rock and roll. So it's got certainly a Motown sound to it. It's got a doo-wop sound
right,
to it.
Right.
And what they did is they took those pop elements and they elevated them into a musical theater. I mean, the harmonies that we're singing are much more complicated than most of any of the pop people would do, because they, you know, they were three-part pretty clean chords most of the time. So they elevated it by creating that music, and then we had to find the right people to do it. And it was just one of those very fortunate, everybody I ask, I think, took the show. And when I called, I got a hold of...
Who can say no to Randy West when you get a call?
Well, you know, it is a funny thing. Kit, who last time I had Kit, he was riffraff in Rocky Horror for us. And he's been on a cruise ship as a lead performer on a cruise ship. And I got a hold of him and I said, Kit, I'm doing Little Shop. And he goes, it's my dream role. He said, I will make it work. When do you need me? So I think Kit was the first one cast.
Okay.
And then, of course, using Sean is just obvious as Mr. Mushnick. He's really funny. And Matt, who probably plays the biggest range of different kind of roles for us, he plays the dentist in this. And he's got, and then Alyssa Flowers, who was in the Sondheim show, and then she did The Summer with Us, and she was the narrator in Joseph, is doing Audrey.
Okay, all right.
And so when we made that decision, I went out and we found everybody that's playing in the pit. We have a 7-piece live band. All of them have played with us before, and all of them wanted to play this. And they're really top-notch. So the band is tight. I got really good singers. I mean, there's a Greek chorus in this that's made up of what they call the street urchins, and it's three African-American females that sing in really tight harmony. And when I hired, I actually hired Coco, who I've known for a long time, and then Antoinette and Amari, I knew they all could sing. I mean, they're all terrific singers.
Right.
But you don't really know till you put a trio together how well they're going to sing as a unit. And it's spectacular. It's just really thrilling.
Let me stop you there, because we talked to the three
before
we got together today and hear what they have to say about rehearsing and getting ready for the show.
Great.
So
let's
listen to the Urchins.
Joining me now to talk about their part in Little Shop of Horrors, we have the Urchins. I'll ask each of you to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Coco Blanton, and I play Ronette.
Thank you.
Antoinette Nebinger, and I play Crystal.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amari Lewis, and I play Chiffon.
Very good. And so all three of you perform a lot in this musical together, right? And so your singing parts is a really important part of this. And so this is your first time in Farmington, you were telling me. And so how's it going so far? Let me start with you.
Oh, it's been so much fun. I've loved working with the two of them. And to be in a trio and have such the tight, beautiful harmonies that we get to create on stage is a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying it.
Very good.
I'm having the best time, especially getting to work with these two. We have a little too much fun sometimes, but it's amazing.
Very good. And what about you?
Yeah, I want to echo what they said. I am having a lot of fun. It is different because it is a lot drier here than what I'm used to.
For all of you, I bet, right?
Yeah. Warmer than what I'm used to. Right. But again, it is a lot of fun to work with everyone.
Very good. And it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
It is my birthday. Thank you.
So what about this trio then? You get to sing a lot together, harmonize a lot together. Is that a lot of rehearsing then to get everything just sounding just right?
It is, but the ease in which we blend vocally is incredible. It's probably one of the best trios that I've ever been in, and I've been doing this for about 15 years.
Very good, because you've all never performed together before, or have you, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time.
First time.
Okay, and the first time in Farmington, too, as we talked about. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what is it about this play? Have you performed this play before, this musical before?
Yes, this is actually my third production and my second time playing Ronette. So I'm very familiar with the show. It's one of my favorite musicals. So, yeah, very familiar, and I enjoy it so much.
Okay. How about you?
This is my first time doing this show, and I actually only saw the show a week before I got here, but it's an incredible score. Come see.
Very good. And what about you? First time?
This is my second time doing this show, but it's my first time playing Chiffon and singing the middle part, and, yeah, I like the show. It's really fun.
Very good. It's all coming together.
Yes.
Like I told Kat, I don't know how you all do it with 2 weeks rehearsals, but it all comes together.
It's great, it does. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to all of you.
Thanks
for being here.
Yes.
There you go. A little bit of the Urchins, part of the Little Shop of Horrors here at the Farmington Civic Center. I'm Scott Micklin. I'm speaking with Randy West, of course, the supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center. And those are just three of the many cast members that you have put together. How big a cast do you have for this show?
It's probably about 24, maybe. It's not huge.
Okay.
we do have... when we chose the show... Jordan, who anybody that interacts with the Civic Center knows, Jordan Grant, he's my assistant in everything. And I said to Jordan, you need to go find a plant. And there are many, many, many plant options. And he researched it and he looked and, you know, of course, then you have to check who's available right at Halloween.
Right.
This show has done a lot at Halloween. And so he came in my office and he said, I think I found something that's going to excite you. And I said, okay, what? And he said, well, I was able to find the last time Little Shop went on an A-list national tour, those exact puppets are available. And I said, really, is there any video? Of course, there's a ton of video. And they, if you know Little Shop, it takes four different puppets to do the growth cycle of the plant. And boy, are they spectacular. And when we knew we were getting them, I contacted Brian Songy, who's done shows here before. And on his resume, it says puppeteer.
Oh.
And I said, Brian, you know, you've got puppeteer on your resume. Any chance you'd play the plant? And he said, I would. And when we started rehearsing the show, Brian would sit right there where the plant was going to be, and he would literally move his arms to mimic the plant moving.
Right.
And,
okay.
So, first of all, we had somebody to play off of, but he got the rhythm in his body of how the plant works to sing and say, even though Brian doesn't do any of the talking.
Right.
That's done by Randall Roten, who we go way back many years. He's also been on lead singer in a cruise ship for quite a few years.
Okay.
And I called him, and he said that there was a gap between shows, cruises, and he'd love to come in. So Randy is the voice of the plant, and when we get to the fourth iteration of the plant, that actually takes two people and sometimes three people to control, but Randy is still the voice.
Right. Okay.
It's not a big ensemble. It's
right.
The leads of five people, and that's because with the size of our house, we wanted to be able to, even though right now what you're hearing behind me,
yeah,
they aren't the microphones.
No, they're not.
That's just their natural presence. Globally.
Right.
So, of course, when you put them over a semi-rock band, they have to be in microphones.
A little louder, right.
But they can... They can all sing.
They can all sing. That's for sure. That's very true. And so the actor that's playing Seymour,
yes,
who we also spoke with earlier, talk to me a little bit about him. He's worked with you before. He was in Rocky Horror, you mentioned, right? But he had more hair than this performance.
I went to Matt, and as I say, does so many of our shows. I said, Matt, do you want to play Riff Raff in Rocky Horror? And he said, yes, except I can't sing it. So you need to find somebody that's got about eight notes above me.
Ah.
And I said, okay, well, let's go looking for a tenor. And Kit heard about the show and submitted to me, and he is a legitimate tenor. But I will tell you, in other parts of the show, I mean, he's got a big tenor top on him. But in the, when he's singing about Audrey, and if Audrey were, if it wasn't for the plant, Audrey might not love him. He's also got a very warm, dulce baritone. And so he's just a good singer, and he's funny. I mean, I've always thought Kit was funny. He was a little creepier in rock and roll.
Right, well, everybody was.
I know.
Yeah, true.
But he said it was an absolute dream role for him. More than anything, he wanted to move the schedule around and be here to do this. And it was really a bucket list role for most of the people that are doing it.
Very good. Well, let's listen to what he had to say from our interview before we came and sat down with Randy West, but another actor from Little Shop of Horrors right here on KSJE On the Road.
Joining me to talk about his role in The Little Shop of Horrors, Kit is here, who portrays Seymour. Welcome back to Farmington.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Last time you were here, you were in the Rocky Horror Show.
Yes, that's correct. And I played Riff Raff, so I probably look a lot different to...
You have more hair.
More hair.
More hair than last
for
time.
For certain, yes.
So there you go. But that's been about a year then, huh?
Two, actually, yeah.
That's right.
Two. I know. Okay. Time flies.
Well, you're back. And so tell me about this show. Have you been in the show before?
No, this is my first time. I also had never seen the movie. I know it's kind of a cult classic for a lot of people, but I had minimal experience with it. So I came in with a very blind eye, which was
okay.
Very exciting.
And what are your impressions thus far, I guess, with the music and everything else?
Oh, the music is so fun. And, you know, we've ended up with a really incredible cast of singers. Everybody just has like such a strong voice. So the group sound is really... really wonderful. It's like a joy to show up and sing with these people every single day.
Seems like it's a really strong part of the show, the music and the voices mm-hmm. that blend together, the harmonies.
Yes, definitely.
Gotcha. And so what about Seymour? What about this part?
Oh gosh, Seymour. You know, he's like everything that you would hope that your daughter would end up with. He's just like so loyal and so loving and so caring and truly has such a respect for everybody in his life. And even like it shows up in this work that he does with the plants and with the Audrey II, the plant that comes from another world. He, even as things are like slowly deteriorating in his life, it's all about like, what about these other people? It's never Seymour first. It's always everybody else first.
Right. And what's next, I guess, once you're done here? Are you going to be going somewhere else to perform?
Yes, I'm headed straight from here to do a show called Christmas on Ice in Niagara Falls, Canada. It's going to be, I don't really know. I think it'll be like some ice skating and some jolly old Christmas tunes, but hopefully I'll be back in Farmington some point in the future. Only time will tell.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
A little bit about more of the actors, part of Little Shop of Horrors. I'm here with Randy West, the supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center, and, of course, the head of the Four Corners Musical Theater Company, who have put all these performances together. And this is kind of the first offering maybe since the summer season wrapped up, right? And
Well, our youth academy did SpongeBob for a weekend.
Thank you for correcting me. Yes, they did.
They were terrific.
Very true. But you have a big crowd and a big technical crew, I guess, that's helping to put all this together as well.
It is a technically complex show because it has so many moving parts. But Ed, who's the technical director here, he's got a great crew, and they've all been working together for many shows. The lighting designers, James Padilla, he's done all my shows for the last 6-8 shows. Ed does the sound design. And actually, Aaron, who is our musical director, has input into the sound design. And Aaron is a really interesting fellow. He coaches Broadway talent all week from long distance when he's out here. He's a vocal coach. And he has a very keen ear for this kind of harmony. And he's also conducting and playing with the 8-piece orchestra. And then Sarah Harkness, who is my associate director and my choreographer, we've worked together since Sarah was 14, and then she went off and got a master's degree and taught for 10 years at a college in Florida, and we brought her back for Mamma Mia, and she just said, let me go give notice, I want to come help Four Corners, and since then she's been coming out and doing all our shows, and she's a great ad. We finish each other's sentences, And then this does not have projections because of the way it's put together. So there's no multimedia in this, which means we can light a little differently than we can when we have to protect
the
screen.
The protection, right.
And we might fog a little in this because it's a Halloween show.
Right.
But all of the people that I get to work with to make this work are people that have done multiple shows with us, and we're kind of in the groove of how to do this. And so far, we haven't been behind once. And Reed Jackson, who is my production stage manager, this is our sixth or seventh show together, and he represents me in all things. There's Sarah in one corner and Reed in the other corner, and I'm very proud because we talk about how Four Corners has an effect on the community. Last summer, we had a 14-year-old student intern stage manager that's local that did such a terrific job that she stage managed SpongeBob by herself, and she is the now almost 16, I think, assistant stage manager in a professional slot doing a Little Shop, and that's Maggie Clark, who's very involved in her school. She's elected to a whole bunch of stuff. But when she did Music Man, she performed in it, and she loved the theater thing, but she figured out, I don't want to act. And then she found her thing in theater, and it's what she's going to go study now, is to do technical theater, and we've already got her in a professional slot.
How about
I'm just
that?
Really proud of her.
All right. How about that? A little pay it forward, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
So, wonderful. Now, here we are. We're speaking on Tuesday. Show opens Thursday. Are things on target to your liking?
We're doing trouble spots. That's what you're seeing in the back. That's Aaron doing musical things and Sarah doing dance thing. And the trio urchin that you heard in the interview, they're singing right now. And that's without microphones. That's just how healthy and wonderful they are at this tight, tight harmony. But it's all of that work has gone together on time. We're breaking. We sang. It's called a sitz probe, and that's when we just move around on stage but don't perform and connect with the band. We did that Sunday night, and tonight we're doing a full dress. Everything works with the band, and then we come in tomorrow at 1 and we do notes and trouble spots again. Then we do a final dress tomorrow night with the band, and then as my father would have said, God willing and the water don't rise, we open Thursday night at 7:30.
That's right. Okay. And it's been the same kind of 2-week schedule of
14
rehearsals
days.
Mostly, right? Yeah. Is what you do.
Right.
And all these folks, I mean, they bring it when they come, right?
They bring
know
their
what
A
they
game.
Expected of them,
yeah.
Right? And so that's what we have. And so as we can see behind us, the rehearsals continue. For Little Shop of Horrors, opening, as Randy said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this weekend at 7:30, and Sunday matinees at 2.
Right.
And again, the following weekend
Correct.
As well. So the 19th through the 29th.
Great way to kick off your Halloween.
Right. Well, and I think, again, you know, here we are, 2023, and I think the community is getting used to coming to the Civic Center for great musical theater and seeing what you put together and planning maybe a night out or what have you. I think that the community is starting to kind of get in the habit of supporting the musical theater. I hope you see it here in the auditorium.
I absolutely do. I mean, I hope that the audience continue to reflect that. We've been building audience steadily since we came back out of COVID.
Right.
And that's very rewarding. And I have people stop me in the grocery store and say, we love the musicals that you're bringing and the touring stuff. We're starting a new touring season this year, too.
Right.
So we're bringing in the 10 tenors, which everybody loved when they were here. We've got a new Johnny Cash experience that we're on the first tour ever of it.
Okay.
And so we've got some real exciting stuff going in the spring. And right after this, on November 2nd, we start rehearsing the national touring company of Christmas Carol. That company has been going out through CMI Entertainment for 7 years. And on their eighth year, through a whole situation of events that I didn't see coming. They called and asked me if I was interested in directing the national tour. And so I said, let me check. And I checked with my powers that be. And it ends up they're shipping everything. It's arriving today or tomorrow to get loaded behind this set, all the sets and the props and the costumes. And then we have ended up writing a whole new version of this, that it's actually a musical theater version.
Right.
With Dan Kamen, who plays Scrooge, he and I wrote the lyrics. And Justin Hill, who worked on the Sondheim piece we did, he's writing the original music. And Aaron, who you see down there, is doing the performance tracks. And then Lowell Williams, who's been the producer for 7 years, his master's degree is in playwriting, so he's writing the book. And we will actually rehearse 14 days, work the kinks out, get it ready to go. And then on the 17th and 18th of November, that's a Friday and a Saturday at 7:30, we'll do the show here to a Farmington audience, and that will be the official world premiere of this new version. And then it goes on the national tour, and it tours the entire United States until December 22nd. And on the playbill, it says original production created and produced by the city of Farmington, Four Corners Musical Theater.
How about that? How about
that?
So
that's our way of kind of sending Farmington, New Mexico, out into the world and letting them know that we have some culture hanging
right
around here.
We sure do. That's true. And how many performances are on the tour? I'll
put
you on
lot
the spot. Okay.
It's
several weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they perform 5 days a week.
Okay. So it'll be maybe coming to a city near you or your friends' audience. So let them know to
it
watch
for
it.
It goes as far as Florida, and then it goes up all around into Michigan, and then it loops back around through the middle. It's going to be... of the people we had here in the summer, it's going to two of their colleges in Kansas this
year. Very good. And is this something that you hope to do more of, or could this tour again next Christmas season?
Is that
your hope?
It's slated to keep touring, and if they like this version, and we hope they do, this will be the version that goes out every year. And they're talking that we did the Sondheim piece last year because they were interested in that, and I think if the Christmas Carol piece goes well, they're going to try to license our Sondheim piece.
Got you. And this is kind of how things work in the musical theater world, is that you kind of need a sponsor or an organizer to do a tour like this. I
mean,
this is more than maybe the city or you could do on your own.
Right.
Is that the idea?
Right.
Right. So you have to have these partners to make
this
happen.
Their job is to book the tour, and
right,
and they also put money into the tour, and they sell the tour.
Right.
So.
Got it. Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
I know the city is probably excited, or you wouldn't be doing this if they weren't behind you in making this happen.
When I was hired, we had some conversations about, besides creating things in Farmington that made Farmington unique, was there any way to start making the Farmington cultural brand spread, I mean, not only throughout New Mexico, and we are the only locally produced professional musical theater company in New Mexico.
How about
I mean,
that?
There's big, you know, Pope Joy gets the big A-list tours, and that they're terrific. I'm not, you know, that's wonderful. That's a different thing than we do.
Right.
But we're the only ones that are creating this brand of professional musical theater in the state. So that's kind of leeching out as we bring actors from all these different markets in. But also, now that we're actually sending something out that says it was, and it's my creative staff that I just introduced is doing all the work on putting Christmas Carol together for this national tour. So that's, when the city asked me to find a way to do that, I didn't know how I was going to do it. And then this was an opportunity, and I asked them, I said, do you want us to be involved in this? And they said yes.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. And how important is it to you to be able to maybe have some of your professional actors take time to maybe do a master class or some workshops with some of the local folks?
They all do that. I mean, not all. It's 75%.
Okay.
And
is that part of your conversations
with
them when you talk to them?
Absolutely. That we have an academy here. It's the Heather McGoy Four Corners Theater Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach classes for little ones and for teens and for adults. And now with the TODA, we're also adding on-camera and technical classes in filmmaking
in
coordination with Four Corners Film.
Mm-hmm.
But they're teaching some and we're teaching some.
Right.
And that's in the TODA because it's one of the reasons the TODA was redone was to also have a presence in film and television.
That's right.
So our academy is helping with that. But most of the people in this cast taught while they were here getting ready for this. And it's what I call giving back. I mean, and many of the people that are coming in, even just doing touring shows, are doing a workshop the day of that right. We'll be announcing for local talent.
But I have to tell you, some of these folks look very young, but yet they have years of experience under their collective belts. And right. So when they're teaching a class, they know their stuff. And when you hear them sing and dance and speak, I mean, that's what they bring.
They paid their dues. Yeah.
So that's important.
And, you know, there's a difference and not... I mean, anything you learn in a college is great. I mean, don't... And I just gave workshops and judged the state thespian festival. And I told, when I was talking to those high school kids from all over New Mexico, I was saying, do everything that your school has available that interests you in the arts, because the arts can get cut from schools, and the way you protect them is by doing that. And then if that isn't enough, if you want to do more, then you go out and explore community theater or whatever other college theater, whatever way you can expand beyond the high school. But do the high school programs. And we have really solid support here from the thespian groups. We have the thespian group. Oh, I thought I had my hat on. The thespian group from Durango is coming to this.
Nice.
The thespian group from Cortez is coming here, both from Colorado.
Right.
I think PV and Aztec might be coming this time, and it's and we not only welcome them, we stay afterwards and do Q&As with them, and it always comes up that a high school kid says to our company, you know, we want to be you, and our company always says back, well, we were you. Uh-huh. So young talent is very important.
There's
to
a path forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
For all these kids, which is great to see. And great examples, leading by example. So that's really important.
Well, and I'll tell you, Zeta, who's from Durango, played our Annie. Then she played our Little Red. And she's playing Fan on the national tour of Christmas Carol.
How about that?
And Jake and Amber Swank, who were in Into the Woods, he played Milky White, and she played one of the ensemble women. They're both very talented. They came to me and said, is there anything we could do in Christmas Carol? And Jake is now a little boy Scrooge, and he's the little boy where Scrooge says, go buy the goose.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he's the second youngest Cratchit child. And Amber plays two very important character roles in the show. And Sarah, who's my associate director and choreographer, is playing Mrs. Cratchit. So we've got a lot of Durango talent going on the tour.
Very good.
Well, I mean, sorry, Durango and Farmington talent
that's right.
going on the tour.
Very important. Local folks. Well, it's great, and it's great to see and hear the work being done behind us as your folks get ready for Little Shop of Horrors.
Going to be fun.
It'll be premiering Thursday, October 19th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30.
Right.
Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Right.
This weekend, next weekend.
Right.
Through the 29th of October.
Absolutely.
Very good. Randy West, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. Always a pleasure.
Good to see you. That is Randy West. He is the supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center, my guest here on another edition of KSJE On the Road from the Farmington Civic Center.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.